It's Friday, August 30th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Sudan has been ranked as one of the worst nations for persecution against Christians, who have suffered for decades under the brutal Islamic regime of dictator Omar al-Bashir. The regime denied Christians the right to even build churches. In 2011, when the majority Christian South gained its independence and became South Sudan, al-Bashir instituted Sharia law. He also stopped Christian-backed charitable non-governmental organizations from operating in the country. Earlier this year, the military ousted al-Bashir after months of large-scale protests. Now the country is ruled under an 11-member council that was finalized last week, including military and civilian representatives who will pave the way for democratic elections. Sudanese pastor Mata Boutros-Kami said, quote, "At least our rulers are acknowledging Christians as part of this country. Christians have prayed for this change for decades. We are happy because this change has come," end quote. Daniel 2, verse 21 says, "The Lord changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding." On India's Independence Day on August 15th, their Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave a speech calling for population control policies to contain what he calls a, quote, "reckless population explosion," end quote, in the country. India's population growth has been declining since the 1990s, and the fertility rate has fallen to 2.2 in recent years and may already be below the replacement rate. Not only that, sex selection abortions are estimated to have eliminated over 15 million girls from India's population since 1990. Zalmi Khalilzad, the U.S. Special Representative for Afghan Reconciliation, is reportedly very close to reaching an agreement with the Taliban. The U.S. would pull 14,000 troops out of Afghanistan if the Taliban agrees not to use the country as a haven for international terrorism. On Wednesday, Vice President Mike Pence spoke to the 101st American Legion National Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana. In direct contrast to the hostility to religion of the Obama administration, listen to Vice President Pence's powerful defense of religious liberty at the Veterans Administration.
"And as we meet the health care needs of our veterans, let me make you another promise. This administration will always make room for the spiritual needs of our heroes at the VA as well. You might have heard even today that there's a lawsuit to remove a Bible that was carried in World War II from a missing man table at a VA hospital in New Hampshire. There's a lawsuit underway. It's really no surprise because under the last administration, VA hospitals were removing Bibles and even banning Christmas carols in an effort to be politically correct. But let me be clear. Under this administration, VA hospitals will not be religion-free zones. We will always respect the freedom of religion of every veteran of every faith. And my message to the New Hampshire VA hospital is the Bible stays."
On Monday, pop star Taylor Swift performed at the annual MTV Video Music Awards and used the opportunity to push her support for the so-called Equality Act.
"Basically just says we all deserve equal rights under the law. I want to thank everyone who signed that petition because it now has 500,000 signatures."
The Equality Act would include sexual orientation and gender identity as protected under the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Deputy Press Secretary Judd Deere told CNN on Tuesday, quote, "The Trump administration absolutely opposes discrimination of any kind and supports the equal treatment of all. However, the House-passed bill in its current form is filled with poison pills that threaten to undermine parental and conscience rights," end quote. The largest study yet to be done on genetics and people living in sexually perverted lifestyles has found that there is no so-called, quote-unquote, gay gene. Andrea Ganna, a biologist at the Institute of Molecular Medicine in Finland, said they did scan, quote, the entire human genome and found a handful, five to be precise, of locations that are clearly associated with whether a person reports an engaging in same-sex sexual behavior, end quote. and that these explain, quote, considerably less than 1% of the variance in the self-reported same-sex sexual behavior, end quote. The researchers said other factors like environment, upbringing, and personality were much more likely to be associated with sexually perverted lifestyles. The report, however, did not mention Psalm 51, verse 5, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." Hurricane Dorian is expected to strike Florida and the northern Bahamas over the weekend as a very dangerous Category 4 storm. The National Hurricane Center warns, quote, "There is an increasing likelihood of life-threatening storm surge along portions of the Florida East Coast," end quote, on Labor Day weekend. And finally, while stories have emerged recently of Christian influencers abandoning the faith and even supporting sexually perverted lifestyles, other stories are emerging of the exact opposite, showcasing God's grace and redemption. Former Hollywood designer Beckett Cook recently came out with his story of how he came to Christ, leaving behind the fame, Hollywood success, and homosexuality as well. Cook said he came to a point of complete emptiness in his life apart from God. 6 months later, in 2009, Cook encountered some Christians at a coffee shop in Los Angeles who explained the gospel to him for the first time. After going to church, he described it as a road to Damascus moment, followed by years of discipleship and Bible study. Cook said he eschews the term, quote, "gay Christian," end quote, having completely broken with his former sinful lifestyle, saying, quote, "It was entirely God's grace upon me," end quote. His book is entitled A Change of Affection, A Gay Man's Incredible Story of Redemption. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11 says, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, August 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.